Welcome to the Network Marketing Success Academy, where network marketers just like you can learn all the strategies, tools, tips, and techniques to grow a professional business. Jane Newman is your host, and she is a powerhouse of energy and practical knowledge. Over the last 6 years, Jane has become one of the top 1% income earners in the industry. In this podcast, she will bust all the myths of what it will take to be successful. No more making a list of 100. No more hassling family and friends, and no more sending spammy messages. And now, to all listeners everywhere, your host, Jane Newman.
Hi, Jane Newman here from the Network Marketing Success Academy, and today I wanted to go through with you the big picture of how attraction marketing and relationship marketing and cold marketing go together, because then when you're listening to my other trainings, it will all hopefully fit together, because all of them fit into the subset of this system of cold network marketing, which warms people up and encourages them to know, like, and trust you and then make the sale. So first of all, we start with the attract, or the who it is we're going to attract. So we're going to talk about when we're talking about the detail of that training, it's all about finding your niche, defining your niche and finding your niche and understanding the language that your niche is using to describe the problems that they have that your products solve. In that phase, we also determine what product suite are you going to take to market, because you can't take your full range. You are not a department store. You need to choose the product suite that you are going to market. Remember, when you market to everyone, you sell to no one. So we're going to find your niche. We're going to identify the problems and the language they use around their problems. And we're going to identify the product or service suite that is going to be what you take to market to help those people. So that's the first stage. We then go and find those people on social media, normally hanging out in Facebook groups. But obviously, if your niche is more specific, it could be LinkedIn, it could be Twitter. And we are going to connect with them elegantly and gracefully, not to sell to them, but actually just to be friendly and create relationships and make people feel good and be a valued, you know, friend and support to that person. That's the first one. And I want you to think about it. What this is like increasing traffic in the mall in which your shop is located. So that first piece is about getting more people who are likely to be your target market walking past your shop front. So obviously now we need to look at your shop front, and we need to look at what is that going to look like and sound like on your Facebook personal profile to draw people to come in the door, And where are they coming in the door to? They're coming in the door to Messenger, because that is where the sale is made. We don't sell things from the shop front, but we sell things when they're inside the store in Messenger. Okay, so your shop front is all about your social media profile, your bio, your profile picture, your cover page, and the content that people are seeing on your posts and your stories. That content needs to speak in the language that your target market is thinking. It needs to build your credibility in the space that you can help them with that problem, but you have to also be relatable. People need to like you and know you and feel like they know you when they watch your stories and when they see your posts. So it's really important to get a posting strategy that is authentically you, that is brand you. You are not brand your company. You are brand you. You are a micro influencer in that space. And micro influencers they're changing the world. That is how you can earn a side income, is by becoming a micro influencer in that niche that you have chosen, and that your content provides value that makes people feel heard and understood, but also where you share of yourself so that people know you and like you and trust you. So that concept of know, like, and trust, which is not new in network marketing, applies just as much when you're doing cold market social media prospecting as much as belly to belly used to back in the 1950s. All right. So we have to create what I call that attractive character for your niche. So you've got your niche, we're finding your niche, we're making friends with your niche. We are preparing your shop front such that it is attractive to your niche, and then it builds the know, like, and trust, as well as the credibility. And finally, we're going to write posts on that page that basically get people saying to you, hey, that's what I'm going through. How can you help me? in Messenger. So we're not selling from the Facebook page. We are not doing post and pray. We're not doing post and here's my link and I hope I see an order come through. Not at all. We are encouraging curiosity. Curiosity is the key. If you're taking notes from this, the purpose of a Facebook profile is to create curiosity. If your Facebook profile does not create curiosity, it tells me what the product is, tells me how much it is, tells me what the sale is, there's zero curiosity. We need to create curiosity so that people are DMing you, so that people are dropping comments below saying, tell me more, so that people are commenting on your stories and clicking on the polls in your stories so you can take it to Messenger, which is where the sale is made. And so the final part of the system of getting customers, because there's more once you've got a customer to create a raving fan, but just to get customers, is conversational commerce in Messenger. And there are so many tips and tricks and scripts that I can help you with here around how do we take someone who says, yeah, I've got that problem, how can you help? How do we chat to them? How do we ask them questions? What questions do we need to ask? And that's something you need to do once you understand your niche, is what are the questions you need to ask them to understand exactly where they're at? And you ask questions so that people convince themselves that they need what you've got to offer. We are not in the convincing game. We are not in the selling game or the hard selling game. We are simply saying, here is a solution to the problem that we've both had. This is how I've done it. And you want to really use questions. And then what we do is we have a very clear process of using social proofing in a product review group. And I'm going to talk more about that in another training to really say, don't take my word for it. Come and check out what all these other people are saying. So we're asking questions. We're giving them some social proofing. We're showing up on social media authentically. So they're getting to know us and like us and they feel more comfortable telling us what's going on for them. And then we have a clear, easy process to enable them to easily order with you. And so that's that commanding to the close and really getting to the sale there. So those are the three key steps of getting customers. I hope that that makes sense. And look, I would love for you to listen to more of my trainings and to really get into the detail of those three steps. I'll see you later.
And that's a wrap on this episode of the Network Marketing Success Academy. Don't forget to click follow to catch future episodes. Also, click the link in the description to join Jane's free Facebook group, the Network Marketing Success Academy. We look forward to catching you in the next episode.